In the middle of the night on January 2nd, 2026, U.S. forces struck the capital city of Venezuela. There, in Caracas, at least 7 blasts lit up the sky. U.S. forces targeted military bases and so-called strategic targets in a precision raid that sowed chaos and destruction throughout the Venezuelan city and its surroundings. As the smoke cleared, Venezuelan military personnel and innocent civilians lay dead. The toll of the injured and dead is unclear at this moment, but it seems that under the cover of that bombing campaign, another mission was carried out. The U.S. Delta Force captured the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, and quickly flew them out of the country. By 9 a.m. Eastern Time, the Southern District Court of New York indicted Maduro and his wife, First Lady Celia Flores. They were charged with narco-terrorism and conspiracy to possess destructive devices against the U.S., among other counts. But the real question is, why? Why did Trump viciously attack Venezuela and kidnap their president? Is it really all just in the name of the war on drugs, or perhaps is there a larger force at play? This video is made possible by my amazing viewers who support me on Patreon. Over the last few years, my revenue from ads and sponsorship has dropped dramatically. So much so that if this trend continues, making videos like these will become less and less financially viable. So I have a quick ask as the year draws to a close. Our Changing Climate will always be free for everyone, regardless of how much I make. But OCC is a one-person operation, and it would be nice to earn enough to pay for rent and my health insurance, which get more expensive every year. So if you've been a longtime viewer or just stumbled across the channel, thank you so much for watching, and please consider supporting Our Changing Climate on Patreon with the link in the description. Literally just $1 a month from a small portion of my audience would be huge for the channel, and to be honest, me. To understand the January 2nd attacks, we need to pull back to the sharp buildup of forces and probing attacks that have occurred over the last year. When seen in their totality, the US straight up capturing another country's president and flat out bombing them unprovoked reveals a cruel logic. Starting on August 19, 2025, the US started amassing what would soon become the largest force mobilized in the Caribbean since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And just a few days later, on September 2nd, those forces started probing. The US fired a missile at an alleged drug trafficking boat. 11 people were killed. And in a twisted moment of gloating, Trump posted the video of the destruction on social media. Soon, a cascade of unprompted illegal strikes rained down on shipping vessels off the coast of Venezuela. By the end of December 2025, US forces destroyed 34 boats, killing 115 people. But in that barrage lay an important anomaly. On December 10th and 20th, the US seized, not destroyed, 2 Venezuelan oil tankers, claiming that that oil was used on some black market to fuel the drug trade. This hints at something larger at play. The US, and Trump more specifically, perhaps weren't just interested in the perceived threat of drugs, but instead in securing the rich oil deposits underneath Venezuelan soil. To be clear, many forces are driving these attacks, like the perceived threat of a socialist government in South America, Secretary of State Marco Rubio's long crusade against South American leftists, and of course the specter of drugs. But what often gets left out of this swirling mess of imperialist forces is the simple fact that Venezuela has oil. And not just some oil. Venezuela is home to the largest proven oil reserves in the world. And thanks to the extensive nationalization of the oil industry by socialist leader Hugo Chavez in 1998, as well as the subsequent sanctions by the US across the first 2 decades of the 2000s, very little of that oil has been exported into the insatiable oil-thirsty maw of the United States, which for a fossil fuel-soaked regime like Trump's is unacceptable. Ultimately, this large-scale attack on Caracas and the kidnapping of Maduro should be seen as an extension of Trump's American energy dominance proto-fossil fascist agenda. And indeed, it's yet another instance of the US's insatiable appetite for fossil fuels turning into violent conflict. From siding with Iraq in the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s to protect oil shipments out of the Gulf, to Operation Desert Storm in 1991 to stabilize and protect oil interests again in the Gulf, to the Iraq War in 2000, the US has used everything from spreading democracy to drugs as an excuse to maintain the flow of oil to its multinationals and ultimately to its reserves, because the US runs on oil. And with Maduro out of the way, the US can, as they have long done, prop up a puppet that is amenable to big oil plundering Venezuela's natural resources to line the pocketbooks of US-backed corporations like ExxonMobil and Chevron. This is fossil imperialism, clear as day, and it reveals that the abolition of fossil fuels is not just a matter of mitigating climate change, but instead one of battling against imperialist intervention and destruction.